You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in D&D.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy C. Marty Fit. Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. And I'm excited to be back. Thank you for tuning in. If you're a returner, if it's your first time, welcome to the show. You know, I try to make it funny, try to drop game, drop the fitness game, a lot of stuff that you won't see on Instagram or any other social media platform, and I try to provide as much value as I can. So thank you for tuning in. Let's get into it. So today's topic, how to incorporate fitness into a busy lifestyle. It's probably the number one obstacle I see in fitness. I'm 5.5 years in the game. It'll be 6 soon. And so this is the thing right here. You know, for my young trainers out there, if you figure out how to get people over this obstacle, you'll do well in this industry. So, but this message is obviously for the people trying to get their bodies right, get their fitness lifestyle together, and just get on track, moving in the right direction. So, first rule of incorporating fitness into your busy lifestyle: make time. There's not going to be a gap in your schedule where you could just be like, oh, well, I could just do it here. We're all adults. We're all busy. We all got stuff going on. You got to figure it out. At the end of the day, there's 24 hours every day. You're not busy the whole 24. Let's be real. Ain't none of us running around doing stuff the whole 24. I mean, we got time for everything. We got time to party. We got time to eat bad. We got time to scroll. We got time for Netflix. I see all these Game of Thrones tweets, House of Dragons, whatever the show is called, P-Valley. I see y'all talking about it. You could have got a workout in. Them episodes are 45 minutes to an hour. You could have got a workout in and then watch the episode after. I'm not telling y'all not to watch our shows, do y'all thing, because I watch them shows too. But, well, not all of them, a couple of them. It don't matter what show I watch, but I watch it. I get my shows in. But I'm busy, and I will get my shows in and my workout, so you can do it too, all right? Make time. Figure it out. Number two, you're not the only busy person. I just kind of touched on that in the last one. We all have things going on. People have multiple jobs. People have kids. People have tragedies in their family. We all got some stuff going on that makes us busy. Welcome to the club. Any fit person you see, any physique you admire, they got stuff going on. They're busy. People cancel dates because they're busy. You know what I mean? Like, we always have things going on. Stuff pops up. It's life, for real. It's common, but you kind of got to center your life. This is gonna sound crazy. I said this to one of my clients a couple of months ago, and she wasn't trying to hear it. You got to center your life around your workouts, right? Center your workouts around your life. You know, there's going to be times where, like today, I had a busy Sunday, and I wanted to work out on Sunday. So I got up early. I didn't go out last night. I said no to people last night. I got up early, got my workout in, got on with my day. I'm doing my podcast now. I got stuff to do after this. But I had to get it in. I had to do something, right? So you're not the only one. I'm busy too. You watching me right now, I'm busy. Number three, someone in your shoes has achieved the goal, right? So a lot of people will use, this is probably the most common, you don't have kids. I got kids. Listen. Majority of the fit people I know in the gym, like the adults, have kids. multiple kids. I mean, and even single moms, single dads, them too, they're in the gym as well. They get it done. There's a way to get it done with kids, and I know I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not just, I understand and I feel for you, but there is a way to get it done. Somebody who was overweight and they were very insecure about how they looked, so they didn't want to go to the gym. They got it done. They found a way to you know, they might do it at their apartment gym or do it in a secluded area, do a home workout. There are different options for you to get it done. And now, in this internet and social media age, you can just Google or YouTube a way to get it done, you know, if that's the case. But just remember, people have done it in your shoes. You can go on YouTube. People document their whole process on YouTube and how they do it. I watched a documentary not too long ago, and there was a business owner, you know, who's probably busier than all of us. He ended up, he made a crazy transformation. I mean, now, he does have the funds and the resources to hire certain people to help him, but, you know, you can watch that documentary and get some pointers from him. There's a way to get it done. Somebody in your shoes has done it. You have to find out what works for you and find out how to be efficient with that. So, this is from my experience. I believe that weight training is essential for changing your physique and weight loss and fat loss. So that should be incorporated in your routine. You know, it doesn't have to be what you do mainly, because some people just hate weights. You can incorporate some Pilates. You can incorporate some cycling. You can go swim laps at a pool. You can go to the track and run. If running is your thing, you can run in your community. There are different things you can do. You don't have to make yourself miserable, right? All of it is hard. It's all difficult. But you got to find what works for you and be efficient and make that efficient for you, all right? Let's see, next one. Create a routine. So for myself specifically, I work out at the same time every day. Well, during the week, during my work week, I work out at the same time every day. That's what works for me. It keeps me organized. I get things done around that. And it just makes it easier to go in if I dedicate a certain time every day, like, hey, I'm doing this. I don't give myself an option not to do it. I think a lot of times when we fall off of our fitness, we give ourselves an option to skip it or not do it. You should see some of the excuses I get for people not coming to the gym. Insane. Maybe I'll do an episode on excuses. Yeah, I should do that one day. Let me know in the comments if I should do that. But you know, if you work out at the same time every day, I think that's a great way to stay on track. Because whether you feel like it or not, you know, at this specific time, I gotta go to the gym. Next one, F your excuses. If you look for an excuse, you'll find one. I literally just touched on that before I said this. But for real, man, if you try so hard to find an excuse to not get this done and start this journey, you're going to find one. You can literally talk yourself out of it. Our mind has so much power. It has so much power. If you're not mentally there, you're going to find a way to get out of it. You know, people that make excuses don't reach their goals. They don't get the weight loss, for real. The people that I see, they ignore the excuses. They fight through it. I mean, it can be an injury. It can be kids. I touched on that earlier. It can be an insecurity. It can be fatigue. It can be, you know, just lack of motivation. It can be a lot of things. You gotta throw that out the window. You gotta figure out how to build some mental strength. What works for you. And get it done. I just forgot. When I talked about Netflix earlier, you can get on the Stairmaster or the treadmill and watch the Netflix instead of laying down watching it. You can do, you know, I can't tell you how many times I watch like a podcast or a YouTube interview or, you know, something while I'm getting my cardio done, listening to a new album. You can do that. Sorry, I forgot to touch on that earlier. But yeah, excuses, there's no room for that in fitness and changing your body. If you find a trainer like myself, I really, really don't accept too many excuses. Of course, there are some things, life happens, but you got to throw the excuse out the window, all right? And lastly, a lot of people, when they start the journey, it's difficult, and I understand that. I've been out of shape. I played the college sports. I know what it's like to show up out of shape, and coach is whooping your ass, like running, feet almost bleeding in your shoes type running. I've been there. So I know what it is to be physically fatigued, and most people have not done that type of work that I've had to put myself through. So I really don't want to hear it. But the reason it's difficult is because you're out of shape. Point blank, period. And that's okay, because you're hiring me or you're starting your journey because you want to change that. And I'm super proud of you for that. But that's what it is. You know, your heart rate is going to seem like it's about to bust out of your chest. And that's because you're out of shape. You're super sore because you're out of shape. You don't want to eat certain things because you're out of shape. You haven't developed those habits yet. And it's perfectly fine. You got the strength, the mental strength to decide to change it. Let's go. Like, I'm super proud of you. I'm excited to work with you. But when you're out of shape, it's going to be super uncomfortable. And I touched on this in one of my last episodes. You got to get used to being uncomfortable and pushing yourself. You know, you're not paying me to be comfortable. You're not paying me to make you feel great. You're paying me for a result. And if I don't get that result, you're going to talk about me. I worked out with him. I ain't get what I wanted. He was lazy. He don't know what he's doing. Da, 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 da. I've had that happen too. But, you know, that's the reason it's uncomfortable is because you're out of shape. And you have to acknowledge that if you want to change. So there are ways to get this fitness thing done with your busy lifestyle. And also, you know, this wasn't one of my main points, but don't be scared to ask for help. Don't be scared to hire somebody. It's okay. I mean, a lot of people don't even understand the importance of protein. I talked about that in my last episode. A lot of people don't understand a lot of things about fitness, the importance of drinking water and being hydrated and how that translates to fat loss. It's okay to hire somebody. Back to the topic though, we're all busy. If you're some type of productive adult, you're busy. So gotta get it done. Gotta get it done. We gotta think about our long term. You know, just because you're busy isn't a reason to neglect your health. There's a way to get it done, even if you gotta do some low intensity stuff. So see Marty Fit, Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast, another episode. I feel like I'm killing the episodes. If I'm boring, let me know. If I could step it up, let me know. If I could be meaner, if I need to be nicer, if I could be funnier, let me know. Don't be afraid to give me some feedback. So see Marty Fit on Instagram, see Marty Fit on TikTok, see Marty Fit on YouTube. Thank y'all for watching. Like, comment, subscribe. Shoot me a DM with a question and some feedback. And I'll see y'all next week. Let's get it.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.